Hey guys, so following on from yesterday's voice note, I'm calling these things voice notes now rather than a podcast because I feel like one, that puts a lot less pressure on me to make something awesome, and two, it makes me feel a little bit better about talking to you guys the way I do because I feel like I'm just talking to friends and it's a lot less nerve-wracking, I suppose, to kind of like feel like there's pressure to come up with something really profound because I've really just been trying to share my own experiences and I hope that you're getting something from it, especially those of you who continue listening, because why would you listen if you weren't getting something from it? To all of you, I hope that you're having a good day, and now we're gonna go into the follow-on from yesterday. And the point I wanted to talk about was this. Don't make permanent residence in temporary places. Now, it can be a little bit confusing to think about what is actually temporary when we think about the startup world because everything feels temporary all the time. Things are constantly changing, tech is developing, competition is rising. The amount of times that I've sat with someone and said, when we started this, there was nothing else like it. When we did this, there was nothing else. Whatever it is, you kind of come up with an innovation, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're surrounded with people that have come up with a similar innovation or competing innovation that is driving up or down your prices and affecting you and changing the way that you have to kind of move around and go through things. And that's actually the one of the core pieces in the conversation around pivoting that we're going to be covering in the masterclasses that I'm doing with the Africa Center in the next few weeks. I really just want people to kind of get the heart of what pivoting is about, and that's this idea of understanding temporary spaces and temporary seasons, I suppose, is the best way to put it in your business life. Because nothing is going to be here forever, and you have to get to grips with that reality. But you can't think of it as also being so temporary that nothing matters. There's an even kind of harbor. There's a kind of flow and then an ebb and flow that you have to kind of find the rhythm of to be able to understand it properly and to move forward properly. I've actually been thinking recently about how to properly describe the feeling of running a startup, whether you're successful or not, when you're doing it well. Because I used to, if you used to read the blog, which is still available, just no longer on the website. I moved it to my personal medium because we were planning on doing something very different with it. But for right now, I'll just recap. And that is, I used to say missing a foundational step in the running of your business and the planning and development of your business is like missing a step on a staircase. No matter if you're going up the staircase, meaning you're doing very well. Or you're going down the staircase, meaning that you're doing very badly, missing a step is going to accelerate your fall in an upward or downward direction. You are going to fall. You can fall up and you can fall down. But either way, you're probably going to lose some teeth, right? And if you don't get that reference, it is the idea is Zadie Smith's White Teeth is one of my favorite books, and in that book she talks about losing your two front teeth, and losing your two front teeth is about the kind of analogy or allegory that she attached to it was losing the root of yourself, the first foundation of who you truly are. If you are into reading, I suggest you read it. She's a fantastic writer. Okay, back to permanent residence. Don't make permanent residence in temporary spaces and the idea of stairs. So even if you're doing business well, you're still going up stairs, right? And in that movement where you balance from one foot and you carry your other foot to land on the step that you know is in front of you, there is a shift and a change that is necessary for your upward movement. And you kind of have to get used to that as a founder. You kind of have to lean into the discomfort of growth. And the fact that everything is temporary has to be something that you're cool with. So when I say don't make permanent residence in temporary places, I'm really talking about short-term thinking. When you think that everything is temporary and you start really digging your heels in to make the most of your temporary situation, which is what I was kind of talking about in the last voice note, when you start digging your heels in to make the most of a temporary situation, if you do it without your customer in mind, without your vision for your business in mind, if you do it without a real understanding of the mission and the purpose and the impact that you're trying to create, essentially, if you do it selfishly, you'll forego long-term thinking for short-term thinking. And that will destroy your business. A short-term thinker hikes up the price of their goods because they feel like they need to sell more and make more money to pay their rent. Like allowing crisis to affect decision making in a way that does not lean into your vision and mission is highly detrimental to the development of your business in the long term. I don't know if that made sense to you. I keep saying this. I think every single one I've listened to of these voice notes, I think I say that in every single one that I've listened to, and I don't listen to very many of them because I hate the sound of my voice recorded. Funnily enough, I don't hate the sound of my voice when I see myself on camera and that sound is coming out of my face. But just recorded audio, it sounds weird to me. I digress. But I really do hope that you kind of take in what I'm saying about temporality and about your attitude towards it really being something that affects the trajectory of your business, whether that's positive or negative, and not allowing yourself to make the temporality of running a business a god in itself, where you start thinking about surviving and using what is around you as your guide and not actually recognizing that change will occur again and again and again and again, because that's how it works. I hope that was helpful. Don't make permanent residence in temporary places. I think it was T.D. Jakes that said that, I think. But yeah, don't do it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.